Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/entitledpeople, where this entitled dog owner sues another dog owner after their dog got their dog pregnant. It sounds a bit confusing. Trust me, it's not. Let's get into the story. We got sued after our neighbor's dog impregnated mine. Our neighbor's dog would run around the neighborhood alone with no one to be found. He frequently would come to our backyard gate and bark until I would let my dog outside. This went on for months. Eventually, we ended up letting him into our yard to play with my dog because he wouldn't stop barking at her through the fence and we had no way of taking him home. He wouldn't let us get close enough to check his tag. He came into our yard a few times, and we never truly knew his gender. He's a small furry dog. Well, one day, we had him let in the yard to play, and when my husband came out, they were attached. We stopped letting him into our yard after that, but he'd still come over and bark like crazy, trying to get us to let the dogs play together. Fast forward, and we took our dog to the vet, and sure enough, she was pregnant. At this point, I found out whose dog it was through another neighbor, so I told them that she was pregnant. This was a big mistake. They asked if they could have one of the puppies, and I told them we could work out a deal. They thought they would get one for free. But after medical bills from a sick puppy, who ended up dying due to hydrocephalus, and taking time off work to care for the sick puppy, we needed the money back from the four dog litter. We tried to come to a compromise, but ultimately, they disagreed and took us to court. They brought their children to court as some sort of lesson on defending yourself. The judge essentially said they had no case because they shouldn't be allowing their dog to roam free in the first place, but they were awarded $400 of the $1,200 they sued for because the judge was feeling generous, I guess. Long story short, don't let dogs in your yard. And if they get your dog pregnant, do not tell the owner of the persistent, annoying dog. On the bright side, he stopped coming over after that. I mean, look, guys, don't get me wrong. I don't know too much about dogs, but surely if you let your dog just go on a rampage and have sex with loads of other female dogs, you can't then sue the owners of those dogs when they have babies. That doesn't make any sense to me. Really? Like, is that actually how it works? Surely not. Like, honestly, I'd be inclined to say countersue. You were the one that had to pay all the medical expenses, deal with the sick dog in the first place. I don't get it. This just baffles me. Why is the judge giving them a free $400? Can I have a free $400 as well, please, Mr. Judge? I need your money. And now moving on to our second story of today's episode. I'm allergic to nuts. I'm dying. Miss, that's a lemon pip. So, it was a Saturday, the day before Halloween, in fact. So we all knew it was going to be a long shift, and we'd probably get a couple of crazies. But boy oh boy, we did not expect this level of crazy. To set the scene, our Italian restaurant is fairly small. A very small section in the front, and a slightly larger section in the back, where the bar and kitchen also are. Now, this couple, a male and female, walked into the restaurant. They didn't book, but that was okay. We had enough space for a few walk-ins. I greeted them and sat them down at a table in the front and asked whether they had any allergies or intolerances. They didn't, as we always do when someone comes and eats here. And then I got their drink orders, but nothing else as they were still deciding on what to eat. At this point, as you can see, everything was pretty normal. While the drinks were being made, literally like 5 seconds after the order was put through, I go over to another table to make sure everything is all right with them. And this woman starts clicking her fingers and shouting at me, "Excuse me, could you come here, please?" I finish up with the customer and go over to the couple. "Yes, are you all ready to order?" She goes and prattles off her order, and then so does her partner. I put their order through, and luckily, nothing bad happened while they waited for their meals. Their food is ready, and I bring over their starters, and as soon as the plates touch the table, I start getting asked for various things for their meal, which I was just about to offer, and it was fine, it was just the way they said it. I was starting to stress out a little, since I was running food, drink, and making sure the other tables were happy. We still don't know how it happened, but amidst all the chaos, this couple's mains come out while they're still halfway through their starters. Another server brought the food out. This Karen then calls me over. I'm not impressed with the service. I say, I'm sorry about this mix-up. If you like, I can take the mains back and get them redone for you so you don't have to rush and it doesn't get cold. She just gruffly says, no, and waves me away. I take a glance at her partner, and he's happily enjoying his main meal already. After a couple of minutes, I get called back again. This pasta you've cooked is so dry. What, because I'm apparently a chef now? Once again, I say, I'm really sorry about that. If you like, I can have the kitchen redo it, or I can get them to put more sauce on it so it's not so dry. I put my hand out in a gesture to take the bowl away, but she literally cradles the dang bowl. No, just bring me some garlic butter. So I do. A few minutes later, I'm with another table near the couple, and the woman shouts at me, clicking and all, and seems to be in an absolute rage. Look what I found in my food! Since I'm with another table, I just quickly say, one moment please, and ask the table I'm with if it's okay if I go and see this entitled couple, and I'll be right back. They agree. I walk over to the Karen. Look at this! It's a nut! I'm allergic to nuts! I'm a little taken aback. Oh, right. Well, it doesn't look like a nut. It looks like the pip of a lemon, but I'll go and check if the dish has nuts in it. Now, I know for a fact the dish doesn't have nuts in it, and that there's a squeezed lemon on her plate. But before I leave her, she starts gulping down her water and is literally pretending to go into anaphylactic shock, holding her throat all the way, screaming at me, "You've ruined my night! You've ruined my food! It's all bland and tasteless, and it's got nuts, and I'm allergic to nuts!" She then proceeds to shove her plate at me. I take her food away and go to my manager and explain what's been happening. We take her main meal off the bill because we'd rather her just leave right now and not cause any more arguments, but just so we can cover our butts, the manager goes over to her and explains that your meal was taken off, but since my server asked you if you had any allergies before you sat down, it's out of our hands, especially because we asked and you withheld that information. But I didn't know I was allergic to nuts until I had one. Now, the manager wasn't having that, so just calmly and point blank said, it was a lemon pip. You've ruined my wedding nights. You've ruined my anniversary. I'm so disappointed and I'm never coming back here. Then they both walk out of the restaurant. But a few minutes later, the husband comes back in and embarrassingly asks if he left his cardigan here. He didn't. But then he says, I'm sorry about tonight. You've been wonderful. My wife is just a little... and gestures the crazy symbol to his head. And just before he completely walks out the door to his angry, impatient wife, he smiles, thanks for trying to make a terrible evening pleasant. You've been great. And he leaves. The best part is that all the tables who saw what happened took the mick out of the Karen, with one table saying, I need my dinner discounted because I'm allergic to idiots. We all had a good laugh. Okay, look, don't get me wrong. I get why the manager was just like, okay, get her out. We can take some money off the bill, whatever. Take the main meal off. But I reckon that this Karen is using this sort of terrible tactic at multiple different restaurants in an attempt to get money off her bill. If one restaurant doesn't end up standing up to her, then she is just going to keep doing this and getting free meals. Because there's no other way, like there's no other reason for her to lie about this, right? I think she's just trying to get free food, personally. Someone put your foot down and stop this horrible bitch. Please, for me and for society.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Love you. And now for our third story of today's episode. New mum thinks the bathroom furniture is for her use alone. This happened years ago at my old job, but it came to my mind this evening. Our office ladies' room had two stools, a regular stool and a handicap stool. It also had a nightstand with a drawer and a cabinet underneath for storage, which was kept outside the stools next to the sink. This was used to store toiletries, period supplies, and reading material. One of my coworkers had her first baby and immediately had a lot of attitude about it. Maybe someone told her she couldn't have a baby and a career or something, but she was super defensive right from the beginning. She had to breast pump during the day, and she chose to do it in the handicap stool in the ladies' room. A few times I'd go in there and I could hear her using the pumping machine in the stool. I also noticed that the nightstand was missing. Sure enough, Later on, I'd find it in the handicap stool. So I would move it back out next to the sink. This happened several times. Nightstand would move into the stool, and I would move it back out. I should mention that she had put an office chair in the stool as well. After a week or so, my coworker sent an angry email to all the female employees that said something along the lines of, "Who keeps moving the nightstand out of the handicap stool? I need that nightstand to set my breast pump machine on while I'm pumping my breast milk, and there's no other place in the office to do this. It is so rude that someone is moving the nightstand. It's creating an unsanitary environment for my pumping. This is supposed to be an inclusive, supportive office, yada yada." I wrote back a response to her only that said, "Hey coworker, you may not have considered this, but that nightstand is the only storage in there for everyone who uses that bathroom. When it's in the handicap stool and that stool is occupied, the nightstand and its contents becomes inaccessible to the rest of us. Perhaps you could put another chair in the stool to set your machine on instead." Now, she didn't respond, but the next day there was another chair in the stool and the nightstand never moved again. Yeah, love it. Just let her know she's in the wrong. Tell her that. It's brilliant. The only slight problem I've got is that you didn't reply to all. You just replied to that one coworker. If you're going to out her for doing something like this and being unnecessarily selfish, you might as well reply all and tell everyone else about it as well. That'd be better. My only gripe. That's it. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledpeople. I really hope you did enjoy this one. If you did and you want to see another one straight away, check out this one on screen. Loads of you guys have loved it. It's doing really well at the moment. So yeah, check it out if you haven't seen it already. If you are new to the channel, hit this button and subscribe. And I'll see you tomorrow for a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.